From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. New UN sanctions on North Korea have won rare praise for President Donald Trump from a leading Democrat not known for his kind words for the president. Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, the top Democrat on the Foreign Relations Committee, called the U.S.-sponsored resolution toughening sanctions a good move and a major accomplishment. For its part, North Korea is calling the latest sanctions an act of war and tantamount to a complete economic blockade. Lori London has more.
The latest sanctions were unanimously approved in response to North Korea's latest launch of a ballistic missile that it claims can reach anywhere on the U.S. mainland. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley says the United States will continue to match the Kim regime's choice of aggressive actions.
For the international community, this is an unprecedented challenge from a defiant state. So we have leveled an unprecedented response.
The resolution was drafted by the United States and negotiated with the North's closest ally, China. Haley says it builds on three earlier rounds of tough sanctions imposed on Pyongyang this year. But Sunday's statement from North Korea challenged that assertion, saying it's a pipe dream for the United States to think it will give up its nuclear weapons. Lori London, VOA News, Washington.
Pope Francis, in Christmas Eve remarks on Sunday, likened the journey of Mary and Joseph to the migrations of millions of people today who are forced to leave their homelands for a better life. And he expressed hope that no one will feel that there is no room for them on this earth. The Pope noted that Mary and Joseph arrived in a land with no place for them, as he drew parallels to contemporary time. From Washington, this is VOA News.